4-4-53. That's the Signal toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
You can give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. And we'll take the call. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We've been all over the board this evening. And now we're kicking off the third hour. And you can go find out more about Free Talk Live by going to listen.freetalklive.com. You can there you can find all the different ways that you can listen to Free Talk Live. It's through the live streams, the radio stations. We're on more than 100 radio stations across the country. Satellite options. We've got XM and free-to-air. The webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. And listen lines. Listen to Free Talk Live on your cell phone. It's listen.freetalklive.com. Stephanie, let's go straight into the calls here.
All right.
We've got Mike in Michigan. Listen to WKZO. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was listening to your comments on the radio about the Secret Service down in Carnahan. And
that sounds like yesterday. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it's running currently right now on my radio.
Okay, must be a repeat. We were doing that on yesterday. But go right ahead.
All right, well... You had a caller that mentioned that, you know, the higher level of vetting that these Secret Service agents have to go through just to get into their program, and then they have to go through higher levels of security to get on the presidential detail. I'm retired military. I have had the pleasure of working with some of these individuals. And if you're not...
I'm hearing a little bit of background noise.
Can you turn down the radio, Mike?
And if they're not at the White House... They're on duty. It's that simple. Especially if you're someplace where the president is coming into and you're the advance party for the presidential security team.
So
once you get off that airplane, you're on call 24, you're on duty 24/7.
Well, does that mean that it's okay to sleep on duty? I mean, that sounds crazy, doesn't it?
Well, you don't want to go into a situation where you can be compromised.
I agree with that. I mean, I think that makes sense.
And, you know, I hear people talking about secret this, secret that. Well, be that as it may, they're on the presidential security detail. My big fear of compromise would be somebody getting into that hotel once he's there.
So I mean, isn't that an argument for not taking your family on vacation to foreign countries, too? I mean, for God's sakes, the Russians could snatch up your husband, your wife or husband and children and cart them off and then, you know, hold you hostage because they've got they got your family. I mean, there's all kinds of ways that the bad guys.
I hate to tell you this, but in Russia right now, kidnapping for ransom is a growing industry.
It's not uncommon around the world.
Off the mark there. No, you're not. And you're talking about a whole new level when we're talking about a head of state. And the people who are responsible for his security, they were sent down there to secure the facility. They were not sent down there to go party in the bar.
Agreed, but they have time off, right? And I guess here's my question for you, Mike.
No, they don't have time off because they're always on duty, right?
Right. Army's advanced details. When you get to where you're going, you've got one job. That job is not hitting the bar. That job is not looking for hookers. That job is not going down the street to carnival. That job is securing the facility and making damn sure secure when your principal gets there.
I gotcha. I mean, I think that's the right way to go about it. But at what?
They're on the taxpayer's dime.
But they're not. I mean, they're on their time off. Don't they get some time off, too?
You pay 24/7 for a reason.
You're paid 24/7?
I used to tell my NCOs when they would ask me, what am I off duty? Are you in uniform? Yes, you're on duty. Okay. You're on this detail for a reason. Do the job.
All these are the great sounds of duty. But remember, they've got some American military individuals that have been swept up.
You're right. And they'll probably every one of them get court-martialed for what they were doing.
For drinking? For having sex with prostitutes that's legal?
You're missing the point. They were there to do a job.
Every United States employee, from the post office to every other
job,
they're all there to do a job. Are you saying that everybody who works for the government, bar none, should not drink or should not have fun? They're always on duty.
We're talking about a unique job here. We're not talking about...
But the United States military people weren't doing that same job.
Hold on, gentlemen. I have a question. I mean...
They were on duty, period.
Is this nothing.
You're on duty. That's like being in a war zone and sleeping in the middle of the night when you're supposed to be on watch. There are times when you have to go 24/7.
I have a question about this. Since you worked in this field, is it made explicit to you in a contract, like when you sign up to be in this job?
When you go into the academy, when you go into basic training, it is made specifically clear to you day one, before you even start training, this may be a condition you will be expected to meet. If you don't want to do it, don't take the job.
Yeah, that seems pretty clear.
So my question is,
these people have been in this program to the point where they have actually been accepted to the presidential security detail, which means they're not your average sailor, they're not your average soldier, they're not your average Secret Service guy that's chasing bank bandits and counterfeiters.
You know, the government didn't catch these people, right? The government didn't catch them. The press caught them.
Yeah,
I mean, so you're asking the watchers to watch themselves, Mike. I mean, you're a former military person, and you know as well as I do that people get away with this crap all the time. The government didn't even catch itself here.
Well, that happens. You'd be amazed.
And they throw Bradley Manning in jail for blowing the whistle.
Yeah.
You know, I can't speak for how it was handled. I didn't do the job.
But you can't turn over important jobs to the government and expect them to get done, Mike.
You can't expect them to get done right.
And not ever. I appreciate that. Thanks for the call, Mike. 855-450-3733. Let's talk to David, who's calling in from Montana. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy, y'all.
Hey, David. Happy 420.
Yeah, belated for a blessed and honored 420. Hey, the Secret Service dudes have bad karma on them. That's why the bad stuff happened to them, man, because just a while back, they were given the power to take the First Amendment away from people and declare them terrorists if they don't like what they're saying to one of these elected goddess people.
It kind of sounds like they just thought they could get away with whatever they want to.
Man, they're like the Praetorian Guard, these guys. The Praetorian Guard was the guard that protected the emperor.
Okay.
To have a whorehouse with them on the road all the time, them guys. Them guys do whatever they want. Those are the ones that off the president, they off the emperor all the time. They're the ones that run the show, really. They could do whatever they want. They even told the cop in the hotel where they were in, there was a cop in the hallway, and two of the guys had to protect the one room from the cops. Even the local cops don't mess with them guys.
How bad? I mean, you know, these guys really are the elite of the elite, and I don't care what country they're in, they don't mess with them. And, you know, it all comes down to what this one guy said last night was, if they had just paid the lady her money.
Well, you know, $800, man. You know, they must have had a lot of coke, I think. You know, that's somebody had to pay for the coke, I think.
Hookers and blow, is that what you're saying?
Then, what the heck are all them guys doing there? What
bucks?
Was the president doing there? What was the...
I thought it was $35.
Yeah, it was $47.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were... I think they were just there to pick up the drug money, man, because we take care of Colombia. We make sure that we spray the stuff on the coke that we don't want one guy to grow.
They do. The U.S. does fly over Colombian crops and spray defoliating agents on them, and it really actually hurts the animals and the people who are farming.
Yeah, it on to some guy's farm that he's growing food for and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes people use those drugs and get those kind of things caught up in them. David, thanks for the call. You know, what I wonder is, if this is the Secret Service that's involved, is how high does this go up? I mean, what kind of...
I don't know, and I don't really care. I consider them all pretty much corrupt.
Have presidents not said to these Secret Service guys, hey, how come you guys are getting all the hookers? Where's my hooker? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see. see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 20th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,644.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,685.86, $842.93 for a half ounce, or $421.46 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,685.86, $842.93, and $421.46.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-450-3733. We've been reading this article about the Free State Project.
Oh, yes.
Examiner.com. And I really like it. I feel like it encapsulates what the Free State Project's about. It was written for a more New Hampshire audience, I think, but It's talking about the Free State Project and what the goals are here. It says the mission's clear. Liberty activists who've been marginalized in the other parts of the United States are looking for a home.
They wish to build a community that embodies libertarian principles, namely the right to be left alone, the opportunity to live intentionally and responsibly with limited intrusion from the government.
Huh, I like that phrasing. I don't think I've ever heard it exactly like that before. To live intentionally and responsibly. Yep. So that's a huge part of liberty, I think.
Indeed. If you want the government to leave you alone, you need to take
responsibility for yourself.
To,
yeah. Absolutely. I mean, who would want to live accidentally, you know? Right?
It seems like so many do. After considerable research, they decided New Hampshire was the best place to build such a community, and so they're coming here. As of this writing, there are 1,022 free staters in New Hampshire and 11,722 participants toward the goal of 20,000 who plan to come to New Hampshire eventually. The United States has many examples of minority groups struggling to be accepted by majority populations. When Irish immigrants came to East Coast cities in the early 1800s, they were resisted mightily by English, Dutch, and other established ethnic groups. And you know, everybody has some ethnic group or another that they are a part of that has been vilified here in the United States. And it's about acceptance.
Well, yeah, but didn't Irish immigrants sort of cluster together in neighborhoods and, you know, Italian and everything? I mean, they didn't really target a particular state, but they definitely did take that idea of being together geographically.
Sure.
And sticking together and doing mutual aid and helping each other out.
Right. When the sign on the lawn says no Jews, no Irish, and no dogs, then you have a tendency to want to stick with people that do not consider you to be on par with dogs.
I wonder
dogs.
What they think about me.
Are you an Irish Jew?
My father has some Irish heritage, and my mother is Jewish, yeah.
Yeah, well, your last name has the Irish sound, and you definitely claim
indeed.
To be somewhat Jewish in the past. The established groups do not like the Irish customs, and they worked hard to keep the Irish from getting their jobs. Over time, Irish people found ways to achieve success within their communities. And I'd say that right now that there's very, very few people in the United States that make judgments based upon Irish people being Irish or Italian people being Italian.
Yeah,
but
thankfully.
There are certainly some groups that people do make judgments upon.
Part of it is that it's maybe a little harder to tell whether someone is Irish or Italian, especially if they don't have any kind of accent.
Sure.
I guess back in the day, maybe they did have thicker accents, and so it was easy to pick them out? I don't know.
Well, there are some ethnic groups that are obvious that get, you know, more or less discriminated than others. I mean, I don't find a lot of people discriminating against, say, Asians, people of Chinese heritage.
They do.
Like what?
Have you ever heard stereotypes about what kind of cars Asians drive or the size of their Asian men's penises?
Isn't there some kind of science to that? I mean, there's the height of Mexicans being shorter, too. I don't know. I mean,
I don't think so. I mean, if you look at condom sizes in different places around the world, they vary a little bit, but not that much.
No, they don't. As I understand it, nothing varies that much when it comes to...
you're looking at a worldwide, but I mean, actually, I think the smallest average condom length is in India.
Okay.
And the largest is in the U.S. And actually, I think I read something about New Hampshire, you know. I need to get my facts straight before I look it up.
Magnum size.
Yeah, that's it. Well, but I mean...
using them for water balloons.
But I think there are stereotypes about Asians. Have you ever heard that, you know, Asians are smarter?
I have.
Have you heard that they're better at math?
Isn't that a stereotype that you'd like to have for your particular group? I mean,
maybe,
but
it also probably
smart group. Stop marginalizing me.
Well, but it you may be held to a different standard than other people. Maybe you're not good at math and you're Asian, or you don't like math or whatever.
Indeed, certainly.
Or you don't drive a Honda Civic, you know?
Yes, but getting around those particular types of stereotypes isn't as hard or as bad. You know, hey, maybe I am good at math, so what? You know, I mean, it's not like the kind of, you know, people don't ask me about my math skills on a daily basis, so.
Well, but, okay, what about some of the other stereotypes? Like, there is a stereotype, I guess, that black people are good at sports. Would you agree with that?
I have heard the stereotype, certainly.
And what if you don't fit that stereotype? You know, what if you're not good at sports?
Indeed.
That would probably be, you know, negatively.
I think that was approached in the movie Soul Man, where basically the two team captains got into a fight over the white guy that was pretending to be black in order to have him on their basketball team. You know, I mean, I don't think that a pickup game of basketball is going to be particularly valuable for you in life, but, whatever.
Yeah, all I'm saying is that I think all stereotypes, even if they sound positive on their face, could be damaging.
I think that...
Because people are individuals.
I think that there are ethnic groups in the United States that are treated worse than Asians, is what I'm trying to say. That's all I'm trying to say.
Okay.
I don't think that, you know, there are stereotypes about white people, too.
Uh-huh.
So... Some of them are true. Some of them aren't. Like, and they're only like generally salt. True if they're generalized.
There's a website called What White People Like or Stuff White People Like or something like that. And it's like sea salt and, like, you know, ridiculous. The Gap.
Sounds funny.
Yeah.
So
anyway,
Mexican immigrants are experiencing discrimination throughout the United States because local people in southern and western states especially are concerned that the Mexicans are taking over. In suburbs all across America, African-American migration from cities has created animosity from established white people who are afraid the blacks would not assimilate into their communities. It's human nature that local people are loath to give up what they have, and they've often resisted attempts by newcomers to make changes. Changes are always difficult. In the United States, people are free to live where they want and to exercise their freedom of speech and freedom to organize in the way they choose. The Free State Project chooses to establish itself in New Hampshire, and they did it for many reasons, primary of which is that New Hampshire is already the freest state in the nation. And here they quote the Mercatus Center study on many objective criteria. New Hampshire has no state income tax, few state sales taxes. People are not required to purchase automobile insurance in New Hampshire. Eminent domain cannot be legally applied in New Hampshire, and New Hampshire has an unpaid citizen legislature.
They're not really unpaid, but they don't make very much.
Yeah, it's
$200 a year plus mileage, something like that.
It has the second lowest level of dependence on federal spending in the nation. It's a personal responsibility state. No seatbelt or state helmet laws. It has the lowest crime rate in the United States, and of course. Free Staters want to come to New Hampshire. It's the state where the majority of residents already share their core values. In addition to being rated one of the freest states in the nation, New Hampshire is consistently rated one of the most livable states in key other indicators.
Yeah, you know, I have to stop down right there because I was just planning a trip to Boston, and I looked at, like, they have, like, a 15% hotel tax. They have all these fees. It's so expensive to even get anything there, and you can't drive. Forget about that. So it's just not very fun to live in a big city, you know. I like it living here way better.
He says instead of protecting their turf and treating newcomers with suspicion, New Hampshire residents might ought to try to get to know some Free Staters before they make their judgments.
Mm-hmm.
It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about, 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. And if you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com's got what you need. They've got the name brands of and the best prices on knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and how important that is when you're doing business online. And you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That ought to pay for your shipping. You can get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com, coupon code FTL. So, Stephanie, you had an article from Radley Balco that you wanted to share?
I did, yeah. This is actually really interesting, and it was kind of, I think it came out on 420, you know, because we had that happen recently. So this is actually a little bit older article, but it was being circulated on 420 because it's about the drug war. And what it says, the headline is, "Driven by drug war incentives, cops target pot smokers, brush off victims of violent crime." And, you know, this is something that we talk about a lot when we talk about the police and some of the incentives that they have that may not be in line with our best interests, our being non-cops, you know. Mm-hmm. but this goes into it a little bit deeper. And Radley Balco is a wonderful writer. I mean, I'm a big fan of his writing. He writes a lot about police accountability.
He's been on the show, too.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I think I forgot about that. All right, so as Jessica Shaver and I chatted at a coffee shop at Chicago's North Side Andersonville neighborhood, a police car pulls into the parking lot across the street, then another. Two cops get out, lean up against their cars, and appear to gaze across traffic into the store. At times, they seem to be looking at us. Shaver, who works as an eyebrow waxer at a nearby spa, appears nervous. "See what I mean? They follow me," she says. She's 30 years old, by the way. During several phone conversations, Shaver told me that she thinks a small group of Chicago police officers are trying to intimidate her. "These particular cops likely aren't following her. The barista tells me Chicago cops regularly stop in that particular parking lot to chat. But if Shaver is a bit paranoid, it's hard to blame her." A year and a half ago,
Also, police are trained to look for suspicious individuals. If you're,
If you're scared that they're there, you're suspicious. Because mm-hmm. that's suspicious behavior as far as they're concerned. So they probably are watching her if she's acting suspiciously.
Yeah, it's a catch-22. So a year and a half ago, this is important detail, she was beaten by a neighborhood thug outside of a city bar. It took months of do-it-yourself sleuthing, a meeting with a city alderman, and a public shaming in a community newspaper before the Chicago Police Department would pay any attention to her. About a year later...
I had a vehicle stolen, and my dad ended up finding it. I mean, the cops didn't do anything to find it.
Oh, yeah. They really don't care about property crimes.
Like, property crimes are definitely the lowest on the list.
Yeah, I think I saw this video recently from FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education, mm-hmm. And it had a little pie chart of what police budgets are spent on. And the lowest piece of the pie was property crimes. It was only like less than 10% or something like that. So, they really don't care about them at all. And, you know, even rapes and murders, they spend less time on those than drugs.
Yeah, well, drugs pay them, whereas rapes and murders don't.
Yeah, as I'm sure this article will get into. So about a year later, she got more attention from the cops than she ever could have wanted. A team of Chicago cops took down her door with a battering ram and raided her apartment searching for drugs. Shaver has no evidence that the two incidents are related, and they likely aren't in any direct way, but they provide a striking example of how the drug war perverts the priorities of America's police departments. Federal anti-drug grants, asset forfeiture policies, and a generation of battlefield rhetoric from politicians have made pursuing low-level drug dealers and drug users a top priority for police departments across the country.
A generation of... battlefield rhetoric, and this is what it's talking about. It's I think that it desensitizes
the war on drugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it desensitizes Americans to wars because there's a war on everything: wars on poverty, wars on drugs, wars on illegal aliens, wars.
Well, and we all know what happens in wars: people get killed, people get hurt.
Yep.
You know, lots of money is
less
spent.
Responsible.
Things are destroyed. Yeah. It's not pretty. And you're right, Mark. I hadn't thought of that, but I think it does desensitize people to that language.
Yeah, I don't like it much at all.
Me neither. So there's only so much time in the day, and the focus on drugs often comes at the expense of investigating violent crimes with victims like Jessica Shaver.
Sure, there are only so many cops on the ground, and they can be sitting around watching for somebody rolling through a stop sign or going 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. They can be looking for college kids with a joint in their pocket. Or, you know, minorities with a pot in their car. Or they can be out looking for the guy who stabbed the lady on the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyway, in the span of about a year, she experienced both problems firsthand. And then he goes on to describe this beating, this battery that she experienced, and they're describing it in detail. I think I'll kind of condense some of that down because we only have so much time on the show. But basically... she was outside of a bar, and I don't know, some people came up to her, and eventually they beat her up, and she reported it to the police. And she said the detective in the case, who she reported it to, said, "I don't want to hear any more bitching from you." So obviously they weren't taking it very seriously.
Wow.
You know, she had a black eye. She had all kinds of stuff. She was so afraid. She was so afraid of these attackers that she kind of like changed her identity, and it was reportedly a cocaine dealer that had beat her up. So anyway, I'll go on with the drug part. Arresting people for assaults, beatings, and robberies doesn't bring money back to police departments, but drug cases do in a couple of ways. First, police departments across the country compete for proof of federal anti-drug grants. Oh, excuse me, for a pool of anti-drug grants.
So the federal government has anti-drug grants. They don't have anti-murder or anti-robbery grants.
Yeah, how messed up is that priority?
Because the thing that people really are concerned about, the selling point of law enforcement is, well, what about the rapes and the murders and all these things? And, you know, that really is the selling point. That's the reason.
Yeah, those are important.
Those are the reason that people want law enforcement agencies in their area. You know, maybe burglaries, certainly, in smaller towns and stuff like that, burglaries are probably a bigger issue.
Mm-hmm.
But... that's not what they concentrate on because that's not where the money is.
Yeah, exactly.
Any organization is going to grow where the money goes.
So they're competing, the police departments are competing for a pool of anti-drug grants from the federal government. The more arrests and drug seizures a department can claim, the stronger its application for those grants gets.
I bet.
So it's all about following the money. The availability of huge federal anti-drug grants incentivizes departments to pay for SWAT armor and weapons and leads our police officers to abandon real crime victims in our communities in favor of ratcheting up their drug arrest stats,
yep.
said former Los Angeles Deputy Chief of Police Stephen Downing.
Armored vehicles and bulletproof vests and these kind of things are the those are the tools of SWAT teams. And SWAT teams do very, very little in order to protect the average American from the kind of crime that they're concerned with. The average person is concerned with somebody holding them up on the street. You'll hear them. They'll say in low-crime neighborhoods, you could walk the streets at night. And that's what they want to be. They want that's what they want for themselves, is they want to be able to walk the streets at night.
Yeah. And I heard, you know, speaking of the SWAT teams and the militarization of the police, I read or I had a statistic in that video that I was mentioning earlier about the, like the pie chart of what they spend their money on, saying that 80% of the drug arrests that happen in the U.S. are for simple possession. So in those cases, there's no victim. You know, you don't need a militarized police force with battering rams and armor and big guns
To just do the 80% of the arrests.
Yeah.
So even of all the drug arrests, which are legion out there, 80% of them you don't even need these pieces of equipment for. They're putting up these pieces of equipment for this other 20% of arrests, which likely many of those they don't need them for either.
I guess. But, I mean, you would think that maybe they would be focusing on the people who are committing crimes, like to get money for drugs, like burglaries and stuff like that.
It's hard to catch burglars. I mean,
but
you
burglaries,
basically have to wait till they mess up.
Yeah, they're the least thing that they spend their time going after.
Yep.
So it's really, like, turned upside down. The incentives are completely backwards, and it hurts people.
We'll find more about that here shortly. 855-450-3733. Coming up on the final segment of the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. We can still sneak you in.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am the dirty ass. Takes away everything you can get. Takes them on the hook with this immortal death.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. We might still be able to sneak you in here in the final segment of the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
And otherwise, we're going to read this article by Radley Balco talking about
it's why, a good one.
Yeah, why cops tend to go after pot smokers instead of real criminals. Bookmarks around that. yeah, I mean, it really does make one wonder why. I mean, I think most people would say that the chances of most people who have dealt with the police, the chances of getting back whatever your stolen property is in any kind of
unless
condition,
you do the detective work yourself,
yeah,
it's very unlikely.
It's pretty much you have to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Or you can turn it over to a PI who's then incentivized to run up your hours. So that's tough.
Yeah.
Tough business. But of course,
don't most PIs, like, find adultering spouses and stuff? And
tends to be what works.
Don't they, like, follow men and, like, get their credit cards and see if they're cheating on their wives and things like that? And
well, the real trick is if
I don't really know because I've never hired one.
If a wife wants to catch a husband doing something and they get him in court and that kind of thing, is the new thing is just send a hot girl in and with a video camera and a recording device and, you know, I don't know what
that's really mean.
It's really mean.
I don't like that. Yeah. why do you have to have a reason to? Are they trying to use the state to take their money or
absolutely
something?
Absolutely. Because
yeah,
if
wow,
it's if the situation is adulterous, if a divorce is adulterous, then the ruling is going to be higher for the woman or the man. I mean, if the man can prove adultery, but
mm-hmm,
I don't, you know.
Yeah, that's cruel.
I mean, don't know what
actually,
the industry
I think I hear. I think I remember hearing something that it is as frequent. It is actually more frequent for women to cheat on their husbands than for men to cheat on their wives.
Yeah, I've heard those numbers.
I don't know if it's true, but I read it.
Yeah, I've heard those
mean
numbers. Who knows what it is? But I don't know that there's some burgeoning industry of sending young Adonises in and trying to catch women in some compromising position. I don't know.
When you marry the state, it becomes difficult in a lot of different ways.
There's lots of different reasons that's true.
Yeah. And anyway, so back into this article. Last year, police in New York City arrested around 50,000 people for marijuana possession, by the way, mostly black and Hispanic, whereas the general population of New York is not. Pot has been decriminalized in New York since 1977, but displaying the drug in public is a crime.
I wonder if the average population... I wonder if...
I wouldn't think that that you know whites are the majority in New York City. I would just think that that's not the case. I mean, I've been there, and it seems like a real melting pot to me.
Yeah. Well, I know that, I saw a comparison once between the racial breakdown demographics of New York City and who gets arrested for marijuana possession, mm-hmm. and it is grossly disproportionate. Okay. Grossly. I mean,
it doesn't surprise me. I'm just, I wouldn't think that there's actually a majority in New York City.
Yeah, maybe not. Sure. Anyway, so, but displaying it on in public is a crime. So police officers stop people who look, quote, suspicious, frisk them, ask them to empty their pockets, and then arrest them if they pull out a joint or a small amount of marijuana. So that's how they get them. They ask them to take things out of their pockets.
Are they
and then they're displaying it.
I see.
It's well, they do it, so whether or not they're allowed to, they still do. They're tricked into breaking law, and yeah, that really is entrapment, I think. According to a report from Queens College sociologists, there were 33,775 such arrests from 1981 to 1995, and between 1996 and 2010, there were 500,000.
So it jumped up.
Yeah, very much so. Several NYPD officers have alleged that in some precincts, police officers are asked to meet quotas for drug arrests. Former NYPD narcotics detective...
I think that's almost without... you really can't dispute that. As many reports as I've seen on that, it seems obvious.
Yeah, yeah. There was
an arrest average they have to meet.
Yeah, and sometimes they don't call it quotas.
Yeah,
they'll call it like...
Right, it's not a quota. It's an arrest average.
Yeah.
You have to hit the average.
Yeah, so... Former narcotics detective for the NYPD recently testified in court that it's common for cops in the department to plant drugs on innocent people in order to meet their quotas, a practice for which the detective himself was then on trial. So at the same time, there's increasing evidence that the NYPD is paying less attention to violent crime.
Of course, if he's on trial for it, then, you know, what can you believe of what he says? It's tough.
Well, yeah, although I wonder why a cop would speak up about that. Otherwise, unless
he's on trial.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, what incentive would they have to speak out to break the thin blue line otherwise?
Not
unless
much.
Their butt was on the line, basically.
But if somebody's trying to get off of a charge, then you can't. It's difficult to believe what they say, you know.
Okay, well, fair enough. But he's not the only one who's saying.
No, he's not even close.
Yeah. So at the same time, there's increasing evidence that the NYPD is paying less attention to violent crime. In an explosive Village Voice series last year, current and former NYPD officers told the publication that supervising officers encourage them to either downgrade or not even bother to file reports for assault, robbery, and even sexual assault.
So what they're trying to do is they've been attempting to clean up New York's image. And to some extent,
they just report that there are less crimes.
Absolutely true. Absolutely. Wow. What they've done to some extent is just not reporting violent crimes. And they've gone on this, the broken window theory, which is different than the broken window fallacy. The broken window theory, which is that if a neighborhood, if you allow a broken window to remain in a neighborhood, that neighborhood will deteriorate and crime will increase, is the basically the idea. So they're busting people for small crimes, which include drug possession and that kind of thing, and then trying to show that their theory works by busting people for small crimes and then not reporting crimes like assault and the more robberies and more major crimes.
Thank goodness we have lots of blogs and public, you know, and the internet to actually tell the real story of what's going on.
You're not
going to
get it from the government.
Yeah, and I don't believe New York is crime. Like, does anyone actually look at their crime statistics that come from the police and say, yeah, these are totally accurate. I believe that there's no crime in New York City.
I think a lot of people have come to the conclusion that New York has cleaned up its image, and I think that, you know, I did not feel endangered when I was in New York City. I don't know if the crime is greater or lesser than it used to be. Maybe it is lesser than it used to be. Maybe they're just trying to show a continued diminishment in the crime. I don't know what they're trying to do there. But, you know, maybe crime is lower in New York than it has been. All I can do is go sort of on perception. And it seems like it might be safer than it used to be. But I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, there was a young woman that
spent much time there.
Yeah, no, neither do I, so it's really hard for me to tell, too, but I just kind of go on what I see online and also from other people.
I think that this power of suggestion is tremendously powerful. So if you tell people, yes, New York is safer than it used to be, that, yes, they'll believe that New York's safer than it used to be.
Maybe.
It's an authority.
I think they fudge these statistics, too, with college campuses because they're required to report, like, the number of different categories of crimes on all college campuses. It's a it's some act called like the it's named after somebody, and they have to publish those statistics and email.
The Marie Chevalier Act. Thank God for little girls.
No, I don't think. Oh my. No, I don't think so. But they have to make that data public. But so what they do is they have an incentive to underreport. You know. To not file reports for certain crimes.
I see.
So what the New Yorkers are saying is that since then, since it came out that possibly the NYPD was not reporting violent crimes, some New Yorkers have come out in other publications and said that they've been rebuffed when trying to report a crime, like that they didn't care. And it sounds like kind of what happened to this lady in Chicago, where she was told not, you know, to quit whining after she was assaulted mm-hmm. by the police chief. So the most perverse policy may be asset forfeiture. Oh, yeah. Under civil asset forfeiture, police can seize property from people merely suspected of drug crimes, as long as police can show even the slightest link of drug activity to a car, some cash, or even a home, they can seize it. In the majority of cases, most of or all of the seized cash goes back to the police department.
That's right.
And in some cases, the department has taken possession of cars as well, but generally non-cash property is auctioned off, with the proceeds then going back to the department.
Turning them into cash.
Talk about a perverse incentive.
Right. If you catch a drug dealer in a nice car, and that car only sells for, say, $10,000 at the auction, so what? It's $10,000 for the cops.
Yeah, it is.
But ask yourself, how much money are the cops going to get by busting that rapist or that murderer or that burglar?
Zip.
Zero.
Nothing.
So, I mean, where would you allocate your assets if you were running this organization? These organizations have perverse incentives.
They do. Yeah, they really do.
And when you have perverse incentives, you're going to get perverse results. And we've got a perverse law enforcement setup here in the United States.
It's with a bunch of perverts in it. No.
What do you have for?
No. Well, I mean, but so
in order to be perverted, they'd have to be different.
So if an innocent person has property seized, they must go to court to prove their property was earned legitimately.
Right.
So even
so
if they're
trying to prove something in court, it's not my job to prove anything. It's supposed to be your job to prove I didn't.
Yeah. Guilty until proven innocent.
You can, in the meantime, check us out at freetalklive.com. We will be back tomorrow, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. And it's freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Thanks for listening. Free Talk Live. Freetalklive.com.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
JaxDice.com.
Where you can buy, sell, or make a deal.
JaxDice.com.
Turn into the house of bronze.
JaxDice.com.
And what if you can watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JaxDice.com.